Good morning, 6:38 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you hear noise in the background, that's because we are at Cordova Mall raising food and money for Mana Food Pantries to help feed all of the people that they take care of in our community, especially at this time of year. We're all in our homes and, well, you know, enjoying Thanksgiving and maybe not seeing as many of our friends and family as we normally would, but there are an awful lot of people who have an awful lot less who really, really need our help. So come out, bring food, bring money. We're here until 9 a.m. Our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and our news partners at Channel 3, WEAR-TV, are here all day, and you can bring by either your food, non-perishable food items, or your money today and tomorrow at Cordova Mall. Joining us now by phone, we have Chris Middleton. He is the Assistant Vice President of Defense Programs for the Office of the President at the University of West Florida. I know it's a mouthful, but hey, we're only halfway done. And the chair of the West Florida Defense Alliance. He is a really sharp guy. We've had him on the show before. Chris, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Andrew, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're a guy who has extra weight on your business cards because of all the print, right?
No, just... Glad to be part of two great organizations, and certainly the university is centered in a defense-rich part of our country, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I have been, and I know you can attest to this, I have been twisting your arm to get you on the radio for now, I don't know, what, about 2 months, because I have wanted to find out what was really going on behind the scenes with our application to try to become the headquarters for Space Force. But that's not really the story. The story is the other stuff, right?
Right, right. And I'm glad to detail just a little bit of that for you. We, as a community team, the mayor was good enough to lend his leadership to the whole proposal to host U.S. Space Command. That would be the Joint Force Combatant Headquarters for Space Force Operations. The Florida West, the Economic Development Alliance, and the Chamber, and the West Florida Defense Alliance, and most certainly the University of West Florida and our other producers of great talent in this part of the region got together and put in a regional proposal to host that command. It was expected to be about 1,400 people, 600 of them being military in uniform, and that was a nationwide competition. We did very well. We got to the last two dozen, and that's not bad for 50 states out there. It also coincided in early August with our own space capsule recovery of the SpaceX Crew Dragon.
Yeah, when I think for a lot of us, when we saw that happen, there was a thought like, you know, maybe there is a chance that we could have a little bit higher profile in all of this because, look, if we've got Blue Origin out there at the port and we've got the recovery possibilities and when they can't use the normal drop zone and they need to use the Gulf, they can come here. And, of course, we've got all the cyber stuff and all the military connections. It just started to feel like it could really be something.
That's right. And the opportunity to put in a full proposal in Florida West Economic Development Alliance underwrote some of the engineering effort that was required to really detail what we have. I think it was a community win to put it on paper and submit it to the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force, John Henderson, who's in charge of installations. And the Honorable John Henderson also spoke at our Gulf Power Summit last February when we still met in person back then. And knows the area. He's familiar with Eglin. But it was a great opportunity to list all the reasons that we lead as a region. We've got these the bases themselves. And their facilities, runways, and port operations. But we have other things, like we've got great power grid and redundant healthcare and really nationally leading partnerships between things like our hospitals and our military hospitals and our VA hospitals and our ability to care for our military families, because that was part of this calculus was if the Air Force and now Space Force were to give a mission to any part of the country. One of their leading questions was, tell us about the families. And in this part of the world, nobody loves their bases more. And that came out real clear in the proposal itself. But it was a great opportunity to detail, looking forward, all of our current assets. And you mentioned cyber, certainly, and then even our department partners with Homeland Security, there at Quarry Station and some of the other agencies that are Quarry Station. So a tremendous opportunity to put it all down and make a current inventory of why Pensacola.
So was there anything in this process, Chris, because look, as a community, we love to brag about the things we do well, but of course we also are aware that we're, you know, we've got some areas where we can do better. And as a community, when we're thinking about retaining bases, when we're thinking about attracting economic development opportunities from companies to locate here, or when we're talking about pitching ourselves as the next location for some major headquarters or command unit for a military operation, we want to make sure that we are able to put the very best foot forward. Was there anything, in your opinion, that was a cost to us in our scoring that we should work on improving so that when something like this comes around again, we do better?
Not specifically. I would say the best way to describe this part of the world is the grass isn't any greener. So we are getting graded on things we're very good at, like cost of living. And housing availability was about where it is or better in different places. And we as a community have addressed and put on the table subjects like schools and school qualities. And everywhere in the country has highs and lows. So it would be wrong to state that there's something specific. More importantly, they only picked one city from Florida, and of the reduction from the hundreds that said they were interested to really the 56 that got invited to put a proposal into only the 24 that survived that process to just the six that they picked. We only lost to Patrick Air Force Base, which is now called Patrick Space Force Base in Cape Canaveral. And that's an obvious difference in infrastructure when you look at the launch pads and everything that they had at Cape Canaveral for space. So it was it was not a surprise at that part of the decision. I think more importantly for us is we're in this place going forward, and it's a great recipe now that one of the services, it happened to be the Air Force, took the time to say, sure, we're interested in mission, but we're interested in your workforce. We're interested in your security and your response. And to our great hospitals, that's one of those high spots for us. It's our health response, and certainly in this particular year, it's been showcased. Our infrastructure and the fact that we've got deep water and rail and great airports, which in the mayor's and the former mayor are great examples of growing something like our airport asset, and then even our partners at our airport. So we're growing into this space or this market share, and really in this particular instance, the few installations they picked were bigger than us, and that's fine. So they did. They had a little more in the infrastructure category. I can't imagine anybody had more in the community support activities and military and veteran programs. And so we just go forward, and really that gets us to the next sentence, which is what do we do from this proposal? And I'm glad to share that with you next.
Yeah, absolutely. That is, of course, the final thing I was going to ask you about. We're talking to Chris Middleton. He's the chair of the West Florida Defense Alliance and the assistant VP of defense programs at the Office of the President for the UWF. So, Chris, that was exactly the question I was going to ask you next is, it's great that we got into the room. It's great that we got noticed. It's great that we outperformed our size on the scoring and how far we got into the process. But what does this really mean for us moving forward? What kinds of other opportunities do you think this lines us up for? And is there still a chance that we might be connected with the Space Command or anything like that?
There could be, and the Space Command itself and U.S. Space Force is still detailing its structure. And one of the three main pillars of what they have is their Training and Readiness Command. So not unlike our own Naval Education and Training Command that is headquartered at NAS Pensacola. They also have a Systems Command in the Navy. That would be something like that which is at Patuxent River in Maryland, these large air systems commands that do all the purchasing and acquisitions for an entire military service, and then their own operations command. And they do have that right now, and they'll keep that at Peterson Air Force Base, which is south of Denver. Their systems command they're going to keep right now in Los Angeles, and that's okay. There's a lot of tech and satellite construction and some other things that go on in Southern California that are very much leading edge. And finally, it's undetermined on where their Training and Readiness Command could be. We're a great training area. We've got good ranges with certainly all the news of the Joint Range Complex and the golf. And if you read from the congressional reports about that golf training range, which goes all the way to Key West, there's actually space entities that have already been detailed out in the middle of the golf. And we used one of them because we splashed that capsule down. But if you look at something like Quarry Station, the cybersecurity training complex that is there, certainly the pieces that Homeland Security participates in, our own university and all of its leading-edge cybersecurity work, and its partnerships both across the region and across the nation. So we've got places where we train well, and I would submit that we're an excellent selection for a training area. We partner well with our friends in Okaloosa and Walton County and the Eglin Ranges and all of the missions that go on over on the Air Force side between Eglin and Hurlburt. And so going forward, that is the logical next step. And I'll just close with, it was a great opportunity to lay down in writing an inventory of all this value that we have, and the support and the recognition we had from our elected officials, from Congressman Matt Gaetz to Senators Scott and Rubio and their staffs locally that were aware and helped us with certain things. And then I'll finish with no greater partner than the bases themselves and their leaders. So it went well.
Absolutely. Well, and that's good news. And as you say, this is the first, and it forces us to really, I mean, you know, go on our kind of our first big interview like this and be ready so that the next time an opportunity comes up, we're in a much better position and our name is out there. They've heard more about us and they have a familiarity, and all of these things, they help in the soft elements of persuading humans to make decisions. So fantastic news. Well, Chris, thank you so much for the time this morning. Chris Middleton. He is the Assistant Vice President of Defense Programs at the Office of the President for the University of West Florida. He's also the Chair of the West Florida Defense Alliance. He's a friend, and he's a really sharp resource for our area. I know you can hear that in hearing him talk to you. Chris, thanks for the time this morning. Thanks for what you do advocating for our community. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Andrew, and go Argos.